It makes the world go round. It can buy your microwave oven. It can even get your custom kitchen delivered. And tonight, the war on that dollar is heating up. This week, we are finally beginning to see how the world is waking up to how delicate the economy is. Right now, if you are waking up and listening in London, you are quite possibly entering a brand new financial day. The EU is cutting off their nose to spite their face, and McDonald's finally admits there is something is wrong, and unfortunately, it isn't their food. This is Sunday, September 14th, 2014, and I am Fox 519, bringing you the news that matters to your pocketbook as patriots and preppers. This is Eye on the Economy, brought to you by Radio Free Readout. Welcome back, and tonight I am proud to announce that Eye on Economy has its first official sponsor. It's Buggin' Out in Deer Park, Washington. Buggin' Out is your supplier of favorite preparedness supplies such as bug-out bags and other favorite long-term foods. They have classes that range from prepping 101 to prepper communications. Buggin' Out is Patriot-owned and should be your stop when it comes to buying your emergency supplies. Contact them today at 509-276-5478 and ask for Eric. That was Buggin' Out in Deer Park, Washington. And now, on to the news. All right. Have you ever heard the phrase, sound as a pound? Well, it's about to become hilarious misnomer. Okay, first and foremost, if you are listening and you have any stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or anything that's invested in the UK, get out of it immediately. According to the London Telegraph, investors have pulled out money out of the UK at the fastest pace since the financial crisis in 2008 amid fears that Scotland will break away from the Union, triggering a broader political and financial crisis. The net flows out of Britain have hit $27.3 billion in August. That's the highest since Lehman Brothers collapsed, and this is according to the advisory international advisory firm Cross Border Capital. Here's a quote from them. Sterling outflows have been an issue since the end of June, but they are really gathering pace in August. And that comes from Michael Howell. He's the managing director of Cross Border Capital, and he compiles the UK index for financial investment. The report also shows that the inflows have been effectively collapsed, according to Mr. Howell, adding that only Japan right now is seeing money being pulled out, even they've seen money being pulled out at a faster rate. So far, the UK has experienced a net $206 billion outflow as monies are available for financial investment have left the country. In 2013, in comparison, a net $63 billion flowed out of the nation's economy. The data that's come out of the world's leading investment banks have ratcheted up their warnings as the potential consequences of Scotland of them breaking away. Deutsche Bank issued a statement on Friday that said, quote, a yes vote for Scottish independence on Thursday would go down in history as a political and economic mistake as large as Winston Churchill's decision in 1925 to return the pound to the gold standard or the failure of the Federal Reserve to provide sufficient liquidity to the U.S. banking system, which we now has brought on the Great Depression in the U.S. U.S. investment bank J.P. Morgan also added their weight to the growing expressions of concern coming from the world's most authoritative financial institutions by saying that a yes vote would punish the rest of the U.K.'s economy, as well as forcing the Bank of England to delay any rise in interest rates around 3 months. Do you think they're keeping to the phrase of keep calm and soldier on in London tonight? No, and neither should you or I. My interpretation that this event I never saw coming, and I apologize to you for that. I should have had a better pulse on that, but the fact that $17 billion is running out of the UK banks, just imagine what that's going to do to our markets next week on either Thursday or Friday if this vote actually goes through. Now, do I feel this is a good move for Scotland? Sure I do. Anytime a nation gains its independence and sovereignty, it's a great time to rejoice, but it's going to come with some pretty serious consequences. And fortunately, that financial rock that is thrown into the proverbial pond will cause some serious waves to hit our shores. In other world news tonight, the EU has decided to slap the bear on the butt in the hopes that it won't tear them a new one. On Friday, Russia began responding to the EU's new round of sanctions by hitting the EU where it hurts. No, it wasn't stopping Italy's Silvio Berlusconi from holding his bunga bunga parties. They decided to cut the flow of natural gas. Poland's natural gas giant, PGNiG, has averred a reduction of supply and fuel within the Yamal contract in connection with the points that border with the Ukraine and Belarus. On Sunday, September 8th, the supply was reduced to about 20% compared with PGNiG's orders. On the next day, the supply was cut by another 24%. This is going to hit Polish families very hard in the coming months. Eastern Europe is about to move into their winter month cycle. Poland has lobbied the EU to impose harder, tougher sanctions on Moscow. And also based on the meeting in Brussels earlier this month, Poland is going to host many of the elements of the new NATO Rapid Reaction Force created in response to Russia's intervention in Ukraine. However, Poland isn't the only one who's about to run out of gas. Germany may be the next on the petroleum hit list for Gazprom. Last Wednesday, German Chancellor Angela Merkel called Wednesday for the European Union to put new sanctions against Russia, effective immediately because the peace plans for eastern Ukraine have not been implemented fully. The EU has drawn up new measures against Russia over its actions in the Ukraine, but stopped short Monday in enforcing them right away. The new sanctions are expected to deepen earlier penalties targeting Russia's energy and arms sectors and to tighten access to international loans. In response to this, Gazprom issued a statement that they said they would look at additional reductions in the natural gas supplies that could quite possibly affect Germany's supply. All right, fellow readouters, war is on the horizon, and Russia is going to win. Despite all efforts to push Russia into a corner, it just won't work. Russia is already prepared for this time, and like you and I are preparing right now for the downturn. Russia doesn't care. They want this fight, and they want to return Russia to its former Soviet Union glory, and they are prepared for the long haul. You know, I feel like I'm beating a dead horse here. I feel like every week I tell you that war is coming, but this time it's closer than ever. The EU is dependent on Russia's gas supply, and even though the EU has been attempting to find gas through their own shale exploration, it's just not going to happen quickly enough. The fact that Russia is cutting off the gas supply to Poland and Germany really won't affect you or I, but the fact that Russia is receiving payment for those gas supplies in rubles and yuan will. I want all of you to pay very close attention to this developing story. Finally tonight, in an interview on CNBC's Futures Now, I and the economy's favorite editor and publisher of the Gloom, Boom, and Doom Report, Mark Faber, has some very interesting insights on how McDonald's recent 3% decline in income is shown as an indicator for the health of the global economy. Here is the audio from that interview.
The earnings may disappoint. We had essentially poor sales from McDonald's. Now, McDonald's is a very good indicator of the global economy. If McDonald's doesn't increase its sales, it tells you that the monetary policies have largely failed in the sense that prices are going up more than disposable incomes, and so people have less purchasing power. I think we're going to go down into October, November. There'll be a rebound and maybe no new high.
Okay. I do find it a bit weird to use McDonald's as an indicator, but you know what? Mark Faber is completely right. When disposable income is gone, companies like McDonald's and other fast food restaurants become the canaries in the mine. Now, let me be clear. I hate McDonald's food. It tastes like garbage, and I will only eat it when there are no other options. But Mark Faber is right. We can't afford food on the dollar menu. We are in really, really big trouble. With these stories in mind, here's my advice for you this evening. You've got to learn to deal with stress and train your mind to deal with things that are hard to process and hard to see. I was recently talking to a good friend of mine when I told him that I was pretty apprehensive about the coming of September 11th. We were discussing some of the intel coming out, and it was some pretty ugly stuff. But he responded this way. We're in great shape, man. God is on our side. We're more prepared than most folks. He was so right. Dealing with the stress and the gravity of what we face starts with God. If you're not right with him, get right now, because after hearing what he had said, it reinforced me and it lifted weight off my shoulders. Next, you've got to read. Read, read, and read stuff about tough situations. Read the books that graphically describe what is coming at us. Read The Road, 299 days and 1 second after. Each of these keep you up at night, yes, and right now you'll need to do that to build your psyche. Finally, get healthy. If you've been huffing and puffing while doing your firewood this fall, that's not good. Start walking every night with a 20-pound pack. 1 mile a night, you got to get rid of that butt and that gut, because when the stuff hits the fan, you'll really be glad you did. Well, thanks again for listening this week, and for Eye on the Economy and Radio Free Readout, this is Fox 519 signing off. God bless.